Hello and welcome to this installment of the ICS podcast. I'm Eric Fish, ICS editor. The last time we hosted Daryl Paulson, he was chairman of the Clean Trust, which was formerly the Institute of Inspection, Cleaning, and Restoration Certification, or better known as the IICRC. However, in March, the board of directors voted to return to the original name, so we're pleased to be joined by Daryl Paulson, the chairman of the IICRC. Let's get to it. It's been about 2 months now since the announcement of the name change. What has the overall reaction been like to this announcement?
Well, as you know, IICRC is a 40-year branded name. So it was one that was loved and cherished. And it was also one that was a mouthful and very difficult for, easy to say IICRC, but not necessarily easy for people to remember what it stands for when they're asked, well, what does that stand for? And then sometimes they get tongue twisted. So it was considered a mouthful. But there's so many names out there that the acronym is what they say, not what it stands for. GM or IBM, International Business Machines. So it was kind of that kind of a thing. We got very positive feedback. Overall, the IICRC has received tremendous support and constructive feedback over the last several months regarding the name change. Listening to the feedback from the registrants, the certified firms, the instructors, I called the certified or the shareholder presidents, also talked to them, got their input on everything. Our board members, there's 15 of them, called and talked to about 125-30 of the 145 instructors. So we did a real good job this time, Eric, of making sure that we took into consideration the feedback. What we were hearing was very similar to like an ANSI certified or developing a standard where you send it out for public and peer review. So when we got this feedback back from everybody, we also were able to incorporate the Clean Trust as our service mark. So we actually had a third alternative. It was leave IICRC, which was about a 15-year-old logo and look, or update that logo and look, or just use the Clean Trust as the service mark, which we thought was the best of the alternatives. So the third alternative that was created was keep IICRC the branded name, keep Clean Trust as our service mark where we can pull through to our customers' customers and have a name that's easier to say. It's our goal that at some point the Clean Trust service mark will be as trusted as, say, the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. And so we really got a lot of good feedback from everybody, and people were very grateful that we did change the name back after listening to them. It just shows that our board is in touch and willing to listen to constructive criticism or support. And so we really feel good about the decision to move the name back. We really feel good about using the Clean Trust as our service mark. So we think we accomplished a little bit of everything. We now are able to still use all of the Clean Trust logos that we paid for to be designed, so we're not wasting any money there. Many of the registrants and firms have purchased some of the Clean Trust logos and support media that we have, and they still get to use it. So it wasn't a waste. So we actually feel blessed that it ended up the way that it did.
So what are the most important things you want to stress to registrants in terms of what the IICRC is doing?
Well, I want to ensure that all of our registrants understand that our focus for 2012 is to continuing to expand and in some cases rebuild our relationships through communication with them and our other stakeholders. Critical to our success are partnerships. The IICRC has been completing memorandum of understanding with other organizations. We've been participating in industry trade shows, and we want to continue to build relationships with like-minded organizations, find ways that we can support each other's mission statement, and then end up with more benefits and input back to the registrants, the firms, the stakeholders, those that serve our industry's disciplines, and work together. And so we're doing that quite well, actually. It's an exciting time at the IICRC as we've launched the newly redesigned IICRC.org to provide valuable and relevant information to our registrants. Along with the website, we're continuing to update the materials with the new IICRC logo and design. And as I said, that was about 15 years old. So the website is pretty exciting. We think the registrants and firms are going to like that. It was a costly undertaking, but long overdue, and I think it's turned out quite well. Another thing I'd like everybody to understand is that there is IICRC, the corporation, the main name, and then the Clean Trust as the service mark. We are continuing to look for ways to market ourselves beyond the industry. As consumers look for trust symbols of technical proficiency and high ethical standards, in coming years, our goal is to have that Clean Trust widely recognizable and highly regarded as the Good Housekeeping Seal is, as I mentioned. So we're continuing to move on to ways to get to the end user and the consumers, because that is something that our registrants and firms have asked us to try to do. And then I guess another thing I think is very important for everybody to understand and know is a main function the IICRC does is develop standards. And we are continuing to work towards the American National Standards Institute, which is ANSI, and the approval for the new and revised IICRC standards. Now we just announced the revision of the ANSI IICRC S520 standard and reference guide. And that's the standard on professional mold remediation. And so we're accepting informal comments and feedback right now from the registrants who are currently using the standard. And up-to-date information on all standard news is available on the IICRC.org. So I would like for the registrants and stakeholders to be aware when we revise the standard or we're building a new one, so that our materially interested parties can participate and be involved. And so we post what we're doing, and we're asking for industry experts and end users to support the process of transparency in developing our standards. So that would be wonderful if we could get some new and fresh looks at our documents when they're being revised and get some new input and make the necessary changes where appropriate. We always do that on a consensus basis, and then we record and keep track of how we determine the information that goes into the standards through a program called COBBY. And then Millie Washington is our standards director. And she is available through the website and how to be involved in standard development. So everything we do, Eric, ties back to our mission to identify and promote an international standard of care that establishes and maintains the health and the safety and the welfare of the built environment. And I guess lastly, I would say something else that's pretty exciting is we're starting this new S210. Which is a hard surface standard. And we are really emphasizing hard surface, the maintenance, the inspection, the restoration, and in also preservation of hard surfaces. So we got a lot of good things going on in that area also.
The IICRC recently met with the Certification Council and the Board of Directors also. How did those two instances go?
Very good. We had a full day with the Certification Council, and the Board of Directors meetings were very constructive and informative, 3 days total. We were able to detail additional information about the name change to the Certification Council, including how to use the Clean Trust as the service mark. And we also shared recent updates from across the industry. We were able to leave the meeting with a clear understanding of some of the immediate next steps we need to take to ensure a successful 2012, as well as some more long-term action items that will help advance the organization into the future. One of the main a way that I'm trying to communicate to everybody is that there's a cause and effect. So what we do in the column marked goals, what we write down in goals, is what our accomplishment list is at the end of the year is going to be. And I used to do this in my restoration company. We would always write down what are our goals, and then we'd write down in December what did we accomplish, and then we'd move those forward. So we came up with 64 goals over the 3 days that we put in writing. And then we started labeling out what the action items are. And some of them could just be clearing up some of the paperwork and some of the ways that we turn in our exams and reporting, some maybe not make it so encumbrant on the instructors and schools as what we have had in the past. So it could be things like that. But it's just refining and taking a look at how we do things and seeing if it's still appropriate or where we need to improve things. So I thought it was an excellent meeting. We got a lot of good feedback from both the instructors, the schools, and the board members. And so we're real excited to have our spring meeting now completed and to have a list of goals to work on. And then we'll be able to have a list of accomplishments that we can forward to everybody what this board got accomplished in the year 2012.
Talk a little bit about the International Trade Association. What's the current status of this, and how are you moving forward with this?
Yeah, great question. One of the challenges that the IICRC organization faces is that we're asked to be many different things for many different audiences. And by the nature of our bylaws, the IICRC is a certifying body focused on education and standards. But many times we're asked and expected to take on the role of a trade association. And some of those roles include government relations, group discounts for the registrants, the registrant marketing programs, etc. Now, an international trade association will help fulfill these needs at a national and international level, providing regional trade associations with more resources and help that we can currently provide in our certifying body role. The IICRC is continuing to move forward with the plans for an independent ITA, International Trade Association, with the goal of unifying the industry, supporting collaboration to pursue common goals and interests, and we're finalizing the structure and determining the best way to brand the ITA. And that's where we are right now, Erica. As we work through the details, we will keep all interested and affected parties informed. And the next International Trade Association board meeting is early July. And so we anticipate having a lot more of the structure and the budget, the efficiency, how we're going to manage and run the ITA, and how all the stakeholders are going to collaborate and work together. So there's a lot to do, and we just wanted to make sure that we continue to move it forward, as our goal this year is to actually announce the day we start. And I don't anticipate that happening much before November, kind of our Thanksgiving theme. What are we thankful for in November? And I'm pretty sure we may be launched by then, but I don't want to say that for sure. So our goal right now in 2012 is to be able to announce the mechanism and the way that we're going to launch the ITA. And so we'll keep you informed and the listeners informed as to how our progress works out and keep you all updated. Good question. Thank you.
That was Darrell Paulson, chairman of the IICRC. If you want more information on the IICRC, be sure to check out Paulson's monthly column, an ICS cleaning specialist, or log on to iicrc.org. For Darrell Paulson, I'm Eric Fish. Thanks for listening.